Protesters on Monday morning, July 22, responded to a trespassing notice by dismantling their Palestinian Solidarity encampment that's been on the University of Victoria's, UVic, quad for nearly 3 months. Like similar demonstrations on campuses across North America in recent months, the UVic encampment's various demands included that the university divest from companies contributing to or benefiting from the genocide of the Palestinian people. Talks that have been taking place through a mediator since June have sought a peaceful conclusion, but have been unsuccessful in producing a process and timeline for decampment, the university said in a Saturday, July 20, statement. As we see no further prospect for a successful dialogue, the university has advised the People's Park UVic that they are trespassing and asked them to leave university property, UVic said. That notice came less than 24 hours after protesters held a press conference where they decried the school administration not engaging with their most recent proposal, which they submitted on July 16. As they said, police patrols had visibly stepped up in recent days. Protesters on Monday hauled their belongings out of the pallet-walled camp ahead of the trespassing notice's 8 a.m. deadline. There's the implicit threat of physical violence. You've seen what happened across Canada and America. There are people who have been seriously injured, said one camper who had been with the approximately 50 tent setup since May 1. The protester, who asked not to be named out of fear of reprisal, said the notice and officers being nearby with rifles made for a tense atmosphere. They know what they're doing and they know that we're just kids here. They know how to scare us pretty easily. I think a lot of people don't like seeing guns. A small crowd of supporters formed as they watched the encampment come down or look at a display of effigies representing slain Gaza children. Some children and supporters drew chalk messages on the walkways just outside the encampment as a few older people helped protesters pack up their things. UVic philosophy professor Audrey Yap called the trespassing order awful and said it criminalizes students who were peacefully protesting. Such a notice comes with the implicit threat of police force, and the decision could impact other student groups who want a say in the university they're paying tuition to, the faculty member said. It was a threat, and I think it's incredibly disappointing, Yap said. When you clamp down on peaceful protest, it has a really negative effect on people's ability to express themselves. Police opened an investigation after protesters said several of their members were assaulted by a man in the initial days of the encampment. A man with a knife, who police and protesters said was not affiliated with the camp, was also arrested on campus in mid-May. Neither UVic nor the protesters would offer details about the proposals being traded between the two sides. The encampment member said their demands only sought for the university to follow its own responsible investment policy. It was UVic that failed these negotiations, the camper said. They said Palestinians feel hope when they see students fighting for them, and the camp led to strong bonds between its members, who will continue pushing for social change.